It is also Shocked in na Gaeilge, and we are delighted to be joined in studio right now by broadcaster Gael Gore and one third of the How to Gael podcast. It is Today FM's Louise Cantillon.
Good morning, good morning. I did say you look like you've been on holiday. You were so bronzed.
Ermelanthasira, do I? Well, I can tell you the furthest I've been is the south of Dublin. So, no, I've absolutely not.
Is it hot
not.
Over there?
Roasting, bring your sun cream. I put on a little bit of schmidoo, lads. I put on a bit of makeup for you.
Because
I
know. You look great.
Listen, I have worked actually with you both individually, and I know the style stakes are always high when it comes to people like Leanne Hannafin and Brian Dowling.
I think it's more Brian Dowling.
Listen, Louise works on Six with me when Catchy is not there. And when I know the days are approaching, Louise is coming in, I will send her the colour block of what my style is and I've chosen to wear.
Okay.
And then I'm like, here we go, match in if you can. And we always match.
In fairness, we do. But you know what really kills me, right? I'll rock in late because that's my style late, Lou. I'll have a Dunstores bag over my shoulder with my like bits and pieces scrambled in.
Rolled up.
And Brian will like be carrying a Louis Vuitton like suit bag and like another designer handbag. And I'm like, excuse him while like, this level of glam. I strive to be Brian Dowling when I grow up.
And I have all my stuff steamed, lined up, good to go.
Oh, and like weeks in advance as well.
But Louise is like Hatchy. She takes out and just looks fabulous. So like, it works. And opposites attract.
Brian, it's all about the hanger. That's
why
what someone told me.
It works so well between the two of you. Louise, we have to talk about How to Gael.
Yes.
And all the success of it. Obviously, you do it with two of your friends.
Yes.
Also broadcasters as well. Siobhan Ní Rúach and Dearn Ní Ghlac on.
Yes.
How did it begin? Obviously, again, you were friends beforehand, but where was the idea actually coming from?
Yeah, so I guess exactly that. We've always been friends and colleagues first and foremost with TG Cahir. We've worked as TV presenters with TG Cahir up throughout the years. And like, it's a funny industry, you know, media, being a woman in media as well. We're all the same age. We're all like in our early 30s now. We have similar interests and we're all going for the same jobs in this small industry in Ireland.
You're breaking it down correctly.
Right, and that's just the way it is. So we decided, I guess, why not come together and do something collectively, you know, that represents themes and, you know, things that we feel really passionately about, allows us an opportunity to do it bilingually because that's how we converse naturally anyway. And like the good millennials we are, we said, you know what, the world needs another podcast. So we were like, let's do it in podcast form. And so How to Gael was born.
But listen, it's original. No one was doing it before. You were just back from, can I say, a world tour.
Yes, we
are. There was Canada, there was Boston, New York City,
baby.
Ireland. You finish up tomorrow night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so tomorrow night is our final show. There are actually a few tickets, only a few at this stage, because we've announced our special guest, who I'll get to in a second. The Ambassador Theatre, gorgeous venue. It's on the north side of Dublin. It's going to be so special. Look, it's the end of Shocked in na Gaeilge on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, is when Shocked in na Gaeilge really, you know, is the final day of celebration for that. And it's been, do you know what, it's been eight shows. There was eight shows on this tour. Like you say, three of them were in North America and the rest were in Ireland. And for us, it's our first time ever doing anything like this, touring live. It's been a journey. It's been magic. It's been wild. We've learned so much about ourselves, but also it's meeting the Gael Gori, the people in Ireland, and not even people who are like Fallon, people who have so much love and appreciation for our culture, our language, and everything being Irish and a Gael is about.
When you go to the likes of New York or Boston or Canada, are you meeting Irish people that were from Ireland that are now living over there? What was that like?
Would you believe like a mix, okay? So this really was something that overwhelmed me. We absolutely met lots of Irish diaspora that are there and have made their lives in America. And then we met people who were just, you know, maybe third generation Irish and have roots and connections with Gaeilge and are learning. There was a couple, right, that had flown from Florida to New York to see the gig because they were getting... Yeah, I know. They were both from Florida, had lived their whole lives there. Yeah. They were getting married in Dingle because I think one of their grandparents was originally from...
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, from West Kerry. And they had come along and they were like, Fallon Gaeilge or Duolingo. August Agaish took Lahout to Gael.
No way. That's...
Blow
insane.
Your mind. Yeah.
And with the gig tomorrow, because you mentioned a little teaser, the special guest. Yes. Who is it?
Our special guest is the incredible Dahi O'Droney. Dahi is an electronic musician from West Clare. You may remember, right, 10 years ago, actually, to the month, he remixed his grandmother talking about finding love in West Clare. Oh. So he's got a song called Mary Keenan's Introduction, and it's all about his mother thinking that, I suppose, people back in her day were found under a head of cabbage, but actually she found her husband down in Kilfenora and fell in love with him. And so his song was born. But an amazing musician, and he's going to play live. He's also going to talk all about, you know, being from the west of Ireland and how passionately he feels about music and culture and language. And
now,
all of that.
Do these live shows kick off, or is it quite civilised?
Brian, do you think it's civilised?
No. I worked with Louise on the day she came back from this tour in America, and I was like, who is this woman? She was so tired. You were so
shaking.
Exhausted. But
yeah.
Listen, you're straight back to work. No rest.
Yeah. No, that's it. And I guess, isn't that this industry? That's showbiz, baby.
Yes.
So we like to say, but it is very much rock and roll. And, you know, like, lol, it's also a podcast that's bilingual. But, you know, Irishness is all about that, isn't it? It's about having fun, having a laugh, collectively coming together, you know, raising a glass to celebrate what it means to be a Gael to us. Yeah. And I hope that Friday night, I know that Friday night is going to be a party because the weekend that's in it. And we've loads to celebrate. Like, it's been an amazing journey so far.
We are not alone. Louise Cantillon is still with us. Ooh. Let's chat all things Junior Eurovision. Are you back filming
please.
That?
I am.
How's that going?
We're back on the road. Amazing. Like, you know, Ireland is celebrating 10 years of involvement in Junior Eurovision this year, which is incredible. We have never won. We have come fourth. That's our best result in Junior so far.
That was only last year or the year before, wasn't it?
Would you believe? No, actually maybe 4 years ago with Sophie Lennon in Yerevan, where Arthur
Brian's husband is from. The capital of Armenia,
which is amazing. I remember the first night I ever met Arthur, I was like, fun fact, I've actually been to Armenia. I've been to Yerevan, and he was like, what? I've never met anyone who's been to Armenia.
Because I've never been, I don't plan on going.
Well, there you go. Look, they are massive competitors in Eurovision, and they hosted it. It was actually a COVID Eurovision. It was a funny one. It was during pandemic times, so we were all socially distancing. I didn't do much touring around Armenia, but amazing to see it. Incredible competition. The talent is unreal, and I'm really hoping that this year Ireland will find like the voice that can take us all the way.
Yeah.
The final is on in Georgia. That will happen around November time, but the live auditions and all of that process is in place right now.
Yeah, we had someone recently on the 6 o'clock show performing, didn't we? From Jura Eurovision.
She was Enya, who represented us in Madrid.
Such a lovely girl.
Yeah.
And she performed. She was fabulous.
She was.
Now, surely, Louise, if Ireland wins the Eurovision
crossing
with
all
Emmy,
the fingers and toes,
you never know. Surely you could host it.
Sorry, it would be my dream.
Be fabulous?
Can I just say this right now? It's on it's been on my vision board
manifest
for years.
It.
I'm manifesting. I would love if Ireland won the senior Eurovision and it came to Ireland. I would love, that's my dream gig. I'm obsessed.
But you're the perfect host for this.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, you would be.
And you've just put it into the universe as well. Which is half the battle, surely. Now, we've mentioned that it is shot in Nuelia as well. We wanted to give you, Louise, a couple of iconic pop culture lines, frozy.
Right.
To see if you can give us the Irish translation for them.
But you have to deliver them in the same way that you hear them.
Yes.
So you've got to act as well.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's a good huff.
Because listen, someone from Fair City could be listening to this.
Listen.
You could get another gig.
Yeah, come on, the Oscar goes to.
You ready for the first one?
Yes.
Ready for the first one.
Lesson one.
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
Ta ma vak sikishtin egeha briska.
Oh, Sharon from EastEnders.
I've never watched a soap in my life.
I'm obsessed with EastEnders, Sharon. Fabulous. Letitia Dean, that hair alone. Yes.
Oh, I love
well
that.
Done. Convincing.
Okay,
number two.
Okay.
Lesson two.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren. They don't get it. I'm claustrophobic.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren. Me hickety. I'm claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic is the same.
It's claustrophobic. That's an easy one.
Well done.
I should say, disclaimer, there are some words that don't directly translate. I think to say, you know, claustrophobia, we'll just go Lesson Mary, Lesson.
Right,
okay.
We'll go with
Gemma
that.
Collins, another icon.
And our third one.
Lesson three.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
God, this is a hard one. You're not my mother. Would we just go for that one?
Yes.
Ni tussam avaher.
And then what is? Yes, I am.
Is Misha Davar.
I am your mother. Zoe and Kat Slater, EastEnders. All icons on this.
All icons.
I really should have brushed up on my soap knowledge like before this. Yeah.
There's a running theme to this, as you can tell.
Lesson four.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting fresh, but.
Oh my yeah. Frostbit now is funny. Ask Gaelga. I had to do a little bit of Google to see what that was. Do shaka is how it translates. And it's like being burnt by frost. So, thought to a mile, do shaka. You'd be at risk of frostbite.
Oh, sure you would. We're here for that. And the final one.
Lesson five.
Paint her green and put her on a broom.
Oh, queer paint glosser, he August. Queer air Scooby.
That's me.
Paint
her green, put her on a broom.
Oh, Louise,
thank
so
you
good.
So much for joining
us.
You've so much going on. You're a busy woman. Give it up for Louise Cantillon.
Thank you for joining us.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98 FM.